下午的聚会要继续上午的主题。
Our topic this afternoon will be a continuation from this morning.
啊，忧喜参半的祝福。
Bittersweet blessings.
我们早上有提到玛利亚她得到的祝福呢，是让她非常的高兴。
This morning we mentioned that the blessing that Mary received was a great joy to her.
但是她这种喜乐的心情呢，保持没有多久啊。
But her moment of joy did not last long.
玛利亚的一生呢，可能呢，这个忧伤的内容比较多。
In the life of Mary, there were more moments of sorrow than moments of joy.
但是她的亲戚呢，称呼她是在万年当中她是最有福气的。
But her relative described her as a woman who is the most blessed.
啊，这是偏重于属灵方面。
And she's speaking in terms of spiritually.
那现在请看路加福音第二章二十五节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2, verse 25.
路加福音第二章二十五节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him.
这里记载，在耶路撒冷有一个老人叫做西面。
There was an old man in Jerusalem by the name of Simeon.
这个人呢，品德非常高尚。
This man was righteous and devout.
又公义又虔诚。
He is a righteous and a very devout man.
公义是对待人方面。
Righteous means he's fair to his fellow human beings.
虔诚是他跟神之间的事情。
Devout describes his relationship with God.
那这个人呢，他的内心有活泼的盼望。
In this man, there is this living hope.
这里提到说他盼望以色列的安慰者来到。
Here it, this verse says that this man was looking for the consolation of Israel.
那这位安慰者是指的耶稣基督。
The consolation of Israel refers to Jesus.
那因为他经常祷告，受圣灵的充满。
And because he prayed pretty often, and the Holy Spirit was upon him.
所以圣灵就启示他在还没有死之前呢，可以看到他所盼望的内容。
So the Holy Spirit revealed to him that prior to his death, he shall be able to see Christ.
那这个西面呢，就在圣殿里面看到玛利亚抱着他的儿子要去办理这个律法上所规定的手续。
And therefore, in the synagogue, Simeon saw Mary with the baby Jesus about to go through all the rituals.
那他受圣灵的启示，就知道这个婴孩就是以色列的盼望者。
And it was the Holy Spirit that revealed to him that the baby held in Mary's arms will be the Savior of Israel.
他要成为世人的救赎主。
That he shall be the Savior of all mankind.
这不止以色列人在期待这位救主出现，全世界的人呢，虽然不知道，也是在期待他。
Not only was Israel waiting for the coming of the Savior, but the entire world, with or without the knowledge, was also hoping for the coming of the Savior.
那这位老人呢，他就在内心来颂赞神，很疼他。
So in his heart, this old man gave thanks to God for his love.
也颂赞神里面呢，带来世人的这个光明。
And he's in his praises of God, he said that God has brought light to the world.
那玛利亚跟她的先生约瑟觉得，怎么讲这种话，她也不太了解。
Mary and her husband Joseph do not quite understand the prayer of this man.
后来呢，西面就向玛利亚跟她的丈夫约瑟祝福啊。
And then Simeon blessed Mary and her husband Joseph.
请看三十四节、三十五节。
Let's read verse 34 to 35. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against. 35. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, the thoughts out of many hearts may be revealed.
西面祝福的内容就是忧伤的内容。
And the blessing of Simeon is one that is sorrowful.
当然呢，在祝福之前呢， 有一些呢就是福气。
And prior to the blessings, some of them may indeed be blessings.
但是接下来他就宣布呢，这个玛利亚呢的内心的痛苦。
And then he later on would spoke about the bitterness in the heart of Mary.
因为他所生的这个小孩呢，会带来他很大的痛苦。
Because the child that she has delivered will bring much pain to her.
那西面所祝福的以后呢，就是他们所要经历的人生的道路。
And the blessings of Simeon describes the a journey that the family had to go through.
西面呢，就把主耶稣未来的工作跟他的命运的安排所遭遇的事情呢，就告诉这个玛利亚。
In simple words, Simeon had already revealed to Mary, the mother of Jesus, the life of Jesus and the path that he will go on in the future.
那这种命运的内容，他只是说要点而已。
And he only revealed the important part regarding the fate of Jesus.
那这些要点就让做母亲的人呢，心里非常难过的。
And this important points regarding the fate of Jesus brought sorrow to Mary.
那西面为什么没有上这个婴孩祝福呢？因为婴孩呢是比他大的。
Why did Simeon not bless the child? Because the child is greater than him.
他不敢向他祝福。
He dare not bless the child.
一般老人祝福小孩是应该的。
Usually an elderly is able to give blessings to the younger ones.
但是他知道圣灵启示他。
But the Holy Spirit revealed to Simeon.
他是很尊贵的救主。
That this child is a glorious savior.
所以呢，他就祝福他的父母。
So, Simeon decided to bless the parents instead.
那因为西面呢，他没有办法看到主耶稣成全救恩的那一幕。
And Simeon was not able to witness the moment that our Lord Jesus had completed and fulfilled salvation.
主看到呢，要成为救主的婴孩耶稣。
He could only see the baby that was to be the Savior Jesus.
他就很满足了，说神啊，现在可以释放，仆人呢，离开世界，安然到天上去。
He was already content, looking at the baby Jesus, and he said to God, "Now let your servant depart in peace."
一个有来生盼望的人呢，他不怕。肉体生命的结束。
A person who has a living hope in him, does not worry about his death.
这是我们信耶稣的人一种福气的内容。
And this is one of the content of our blessings.
那现在我就把这个西面呢，所说的这些，婴孩以后的命运所要遭遇到的。对做母亲的玛利亚的这些感受。
And now I'm going to talk about the blessings of Simeon regarding the fate of Lord Jesus to Mary.
他首先提到这个婴孩呢，被立以后呢，会叫很多以色列百姓跌倒。
First, he said that this child is set for the fall of many in Israel.
他好像一块石头。
So he's like a rock.
踢到他的就倒下去。
Those who kick this rock will fall.
这一块石头不是伤害的石头。
This is not a rock that brings sorrow and pain.
是可以依靠很坚固的石头。
Rather, this is a very solid rock that you can rely on.
但是呢，故意捣蛋的人会去踢石头。
But those who misbehave will want to kick this rock.
他就会跌倒。
And those are the ones that would fall.
主耶稣的道理呢？有的人很喜欢听，就成为依靠。
And for those who loved to listen to the teachings of our Lord Jesus, then to them our Lord is a solid rock that you can rely on.
那故意反抗的呢，就会出大亏。
And those who rebel against our Lord, they will bring their own fall.
首先出大亏就是以色列民族。
The first to fall would be the nation Israel.
因为几千年以来的犹太教。让他们没有办法来接受基督啊。
because centuries of Judaism did not allow them to accept the teachings of Christ. And this has already been prophesied in the prophetic books. But the people of Israel did not have a full understanding of these prophecies. Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 8. Verse 14, and he will become a sanctuary and a stone of offense and a rock of stumbling to both houses of Israel, a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. 15, and many shall stumble thereon, they shall fall and be broken, they shall be snared and taken.
这里说他就是主的耶和华真神。
Here the he refers to our Lord God.
连带的就是讲到将来的耶稣基督。
And it also describes Jesus Christ of the future.
这里头他要成为圣所。
And here he will become a sanctuary.
但是呢，却成为以色列百姓的绊脚石。
On the other hand, he shall also become a rock of stumbling.
所以主耶稣出现以后呢，三十岁出来传道旅的时候，很多信犹太教的犹太人呐，就踢到这个石头。
And when Lord Jesus came up to begin his ministry at the age of 30, many traditional Jews actually kicked him and stumbled.
最严重的就是文士法利赛人。
And the ones that suffered the most injuries would be the scribes and the Pharisees.
但是呢，只有少数的几个的法利赛人得到耶稣的救恩。
But a very minor group of the scribes and Pharisees receive the salvation of Christ.
约翰福音第三章里面那个尼哥底母。
For example, Nicodemus in John chapter 3.
那新约时代一个传道者叫保罗，这个也是法利赛。And
also in the New Testamental era, a preacher by the name of Paul, he used to be a Pharisee as well.
那是主耶稣特别怜悯他。And
our Lord Jesus has showered upon him special blessings.
那除了文士法利赛人以外呢，还有很多人，碰到主耶稣就跌倒，不接受。
And besides the scribes and the Pharisees, there are also a great number of people who refuse to accept the teachings of Christ.
这个就是取决于每一个人听到主耶稣讲道的内容的反应的回应态度怎么样。
So all this is a reflection of the response of these people upon listening to the teachings of Christ.
那种回应，那种反应好的话，对他就有。
Those who respond well to the teachings of our Lord, then to them, our Lord Jesus is good to them.
那反应如果很不好, 就成为石头, 让他跌倒。
And for those who did not respond well to the teachings of our Lord became a stumbling rock.
一个人踢到石头跌倒, 这是神一种审判。
And people who kick and tripped over a rock, that is a judgment of God.
所以主耶稣在世的时候,
So in the ministry of our Lord,
他讲到审判说我不会审判人。
He mentioned that he will not judge.
但是他说我讲到的这个内容啊，会直接去跟他算账的。
But he said that the contents of my teachings will settle the accounts with you.
请看约翰福音12章47节48节。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 12. Verse 47 and verse 48. John chapter 12, verse 47 and verse 48. 47, if anyone hears my sayings and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. 48, he who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has a judge. The word that I have spoken will be his judge on the last day.
主耶稣出来传福音的时候, 不是用严厉的这种态度来对待。
When our Lord began his ministry, he did not treat everyone who comes to listen to his teachings harshly.
他是用 慈爱的尊荣来对待。
Rather, he was very merciful and lovingly.
所以他说他不审判人。
And that is why he said that he does not judge.
但是呢，他所讲的道理，会审判人。
But his teachings would judge.
因为主耶稣讲的这些内容是从天父真神所主述他讲的道理。
The words that our Lord Jesus spoke came directly from our Heavenly Father, God.
那这些道理呢，是从今生，连续到来生。
And these teachings cover from our present life into our future life.
所以五十节就提到永生这两个字来解释来生的内容。
And hence, in verse 50, the term eternal life is used to describe, our future life.
那这些内容。主耶稣说就是天父真神主述他命令他讲的。
And our Lord Jesus said that these are the commandments, from our Lord God.
所以呢，听到主耶稣这些道理的人，看他呢内心的回应怎么样。
And therefore, those who listened to the words of our Lord, their response would determine their fate.
有的呢就成为义人，有的就成为罪人。
Some would become the righteous, others would become sinners.
有的是有智慧的，人来接受。
Some were wise and they would accept the teachings of Christ.
但是有的呢就不是。
Others will not.
这也是应验先知的话所说。
This is also to fulfill the prophecies.
请看何西阿书十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea.Chapter 14,
第九节
verse 9.
何西阿书十四章第九节
Hosea chapter 14, verse 9. Verse 9, whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the upright walk in them. The transgressors stumble in them.
这里提到智慧人跟通达人。
Here you talk about the wise and the discerning.
那这种智慧人跟通达人跟一般的智慧通达不太一样。
The wise and the discerning described here are different from our normal understanding of what a wise and discerning ones would be like.
这种人呢，心灵光明。
These people are bright in their heart.
所以他们一听到神的道理，就互相照应，互相照来照去啊。
And because they have heard the words of our Lord, so they will shine their light on each other.
那就在这光明中，他成为义人。
And in this light, they become the righteous.
他就喜欢行这一条，纯正的信仰道路。
And therefore, they will walk on this path of pure faith.
那听不懂的人就越来越坏。
And those who could not understand the teachings will become worse.
就成为罪人，就跌倒了。
They become transgressors and they stumbled.
那这是西面呢提到这个将来主耶稣的所要遭遇的所要碰到的事情。
So this is the Simeon describing very briefly the fate of our Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣本身也提到说，不要因我的缘故而跌倒人有福气。
And Lord Jesus also said that blessed are those who did not fall on my behalf.
请看马太福音十一章第六节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11 verse 6.
马太福音十一章第六节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 6. 6, and blessed is he who takes no offense at me.
施洗约翰差一点点就跌倒。
John the Baptist stumbled, almost stumbled.
好在呢，他踢到石头是一点点而已啊，没有真正跌倒。
Unfortunately, he only tripped a little over a rock, but did not fall.
所以主耶稣说，不因为他而跌倒有福气。
And that is why our Lord Jesus says here that blessed is he who takes no offense at me.
在当时啊，大多数的犹太人因耶稣而跌倒的很多。
Because in the days of our Lord Jesus, many Jews stumbled because of our Lord.
那再来西面提到说，他要叫许多人兴起起来。
And then Simeon goes on to say that this child is set for the rising of many in Israel.
这包括身体健康状态。
This includes those who are very healthy physically.
包括他这种信仰的复兴啊。
It also includes the revival of their faith.
同样看马太福音十一章的第五节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 5. The blind receive the sight and the lame walk, lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them.
主耶稣呢，在世的时候叫瞎眼看见。
During the ministry of Lord Jesus, he could heal the blind.
瘸腿起来行走。
And the lame was able to walk.
叫这些人兴起啊。
And these people would rise.
本来看不见，现在呢，眼睛明亮了。
In the past, the blind could not see, but now their eyes are bright again.
本来瘸腿走路一拐一拐，现在可以正常了。
Initially, the lame could not walk, but now they can walk properly.
长大麻风了，不能生活，跟人家在一起。
And lepers were segregated in the past, but now that they are clean, they can once again live with a family.
那这些耳聋的人现在开通了。
And for those who are deaf, they can now hear again.
这些人都已经兴起了。
And these people would be raised up.
因为耶稣的恩典，人家现在不敢瞧不起他们。
Because of the grace of our Lord Jesus on them, others could no longer despise them.
在穷人的地方呢，耶稣的福音临到了。
And where the poor dwells, the gospel of Jesus came upon them.
让他们生活改善。
Their living changed.
那最重要的就是信耶稣以后。
The more importantly, after they have believed in the Lord.
真正兴起的呢，就是改变成为一个新人。
The new, what is truly, well, what has truly arose would be their new nature.
好像我们教会很多人都变成新人一样。
For example, many believers in the church, once they converted to Christianity, they have turned into a new being.
请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
二十三节，二十四节。
Verse 23 and 24.
以弗所书第四章二十三节，二十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds. 24, and put on the new nature created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness.
信耶稣最大的福气，真正的兴起来，就是成为一个新人。
The biggest blessings and also the true revival is the renewal into a new being.
有的人不是完全新人，就是还有旧人的痕迹在他的心里卡住，跟外表上、行为上卡住。
There are some people did not turn 100% into a new being. There were still traces of their old self.
一个新人是真正的进入善良的这个环境里面。
A new being would have entered completely into righteousness and goodness.
在他的内心没有恶意啊。
Because in their hearts there were no evil thoughts.
这个是非常美的。
This is beautiful.
再来呢，他提到主耶稣会成为毁谤的画饼。
And later, Simeon also said that our Lord Jesus will become a sign that is spoken against.
看到耶稣有的毁谤，听到他的声音又毁谤。
And for example, those who saw the Lord Jesus would slander against him, or those who heard the voice of our Lord Jesus would slander against him.
那主耶稣本身啊，真不晓得要做怎么样的人，他们才不会毁谤。
And Lord Jesus probably don't know how he had to behave in order not to be slandered against.
请看约翰福音十一章十九节。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 11 verse 19.
十一章十九节。
John chapter 11 verse 19. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother.
当时在以色列社会当中有两个人， 就引起社会的骚动。
In the Jewish society in those days, there were two people that created quite a stir in the society.
首先就是施洗约翰。
One is John the Baptist.
他讲道理有震撼力。
The words he spoke would prick the hearts of many.
但是呢，他太严肃。
But he is very strict.
再来就是耶稣。
Next is Jesus.
他讲道理也是有震撼力。
The words of Jesus also carries great impact.
但是主耶稣有恩主的外表，跟容易亲近人的态度。
But our Lord Jesus is, has an attitude of easygoing and is full of love.
犹太人心目中的罪人税吏，还有呢其他的罪人啊，主耶稣都亲近这些人。
In the hearts of the people at those times, sinners would be considered people who have committed a crime or the tax collectors. And these are the people that our Lord would draw close to.
他也曾经接受这个马太，这个以前是做税吏的邀请到他家去。
Our Lord Jesus once accepted an invitation from Matthew, who was a tax collector.
那他也呢，被税吏长撒该邀请到他家去。
And our Lord Jesus also accepted an invitation from Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector.
如果法利赛人啊，绝对拒绝的。
If the invitation was extended to a Pharisee, the invitation would have turned down.
所以主耶稣是非常随和啊。
So our Lord Jesus was very easygoing.
这种很随和的人，人家也要批评他。
And an easygoing personality of our Lord Jesus was also slandered against by others.
那主耶稣就真的成为犹太人毁谤的话柄啊。
And indeed, our Lord Jesus was spoken against by the Jews.
首先他讲的道理啊，是真理。
First, his teachings, they are the truth.
那他们也毁谤他。
But they still spoke against him.
他讲鬼话，这样来毁谤他。
And they said he was speaking nonsense.
那他行神迹奇是帮助那些患病的人。
And when he performed signs and miracles to those who were ill,
那犹太人怎么说呢？说他是靠着鬼王赶鬼，随便讲一讲。
What the Jews say? They said that he had relied upon the power of Satan to cast away these demons.
请看马太福音二章二十四节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 2 verse 24.
马太福音十二章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 12 verse 24.24, but when the Pharisees heard it, they said it was only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this man cast out demons.
主耶稣有神的能力，当然能够医病赶鬼。
Our Lord Jesus carries the power of God, therefore he was able to cast out demons and heal the sick.
法利赛人有学问又懂得道理的人说，他是靠着鬼王赶鬼，这种道理是行不通的。
And the Pharisees, and they are pretty educated, but yet they said, our Lord relied upon the power of the prince of demons. So this is not logical.
所以主耶稣说啊，你鬼王要赶小鬼啊，会自己攻击自己，这个是不可能的。
And our Lord Jesus replied that if a prince of demons were to cast out his own demons, it's not logical.
所以主耶稣真的成为呢他们的话柄啊。
And therefore, indeed, our Lord Jesus was spoken against by the Jews.
这不足主耶稣在传福音救人的时候啊。
And this not only happened when our Lord Jesus was performing miracles to save lives.
甚至最后在十字架上非常痛苦的时候，人家又批评他，真的，这些批评的内容啊，真的很难听啊。
And indeed, even when he was on the crucifix, that there were still people who spoke against him.
所以这些人的罪人的顶撞啊，真的让主耶稣啊一族忍一族的忍下来。
And therefore, these evil words spoken by the sinners, our Lord Jesus had to bear with them all the time.
所以希伯来书的作者啊，他的内涵啊是非常丰富的。
And the writer of Hebrews is very educated.
请看希伯来书十二章第三节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3.
希伯来书十二章第三节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 3, consider him who endured for sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
主耶稣就是忍受罪人顶撞的对象。
Our Lord Jesus is one who endured from sinners hostility against himself.
那希伯来书的作者提醒我们，要多多去思想耶稣啊。
And therefore, the writer of the book of Hebrews constantly reminds us that we must think about our Lord.
当人在毁谤我们的时候，我们才不会灰心，才不会内心疲乏。
So that when you were being slandered against, you will not grow weary or faint-hearted.
所以经常在思想主耶稣内容的人，真的会得到力量。
And those who constantly ponder over the words of our Lord, they will receive strength.
那不但主耶稣本身啊，成为毁谤的话柄啊。
So not only Jesus became the topic of slandering.
初期的教会因为在传耶稣，也是一样遭受到毁谤。
In the early days of the church was also slandered against.
请看《使徒行传》二十八章二十二节。
Let's turn to Book of Acts, chapter 28, verse 22.
使徒行传二十二章，二十八章二十二节。
Book of Acts, chapter 28, verse 22. Verse 22. But we desire to hear from you what your views are, for with regard to this act, we know that everywhere it is spoken against.
这里说保罗所传的这个教门啊，到处都被毁谤。
Here is mentioned that the sect that Paul was preaching, it was slandered everywhere.
所以基督教初期啊，真的要传开是很不容易的。
And therefore the early days of Christianity was really difficult.
在犹太社会受犹太教的毁谤。
In the Jewish society, it was spoken against by the Jews.
那在希腊社会里面呢，好在出现保罗啊，能够了解他们的文化。
In the Greek world, it was fortunate that Paul came out and could understood the thoughts and the thinkings of the Greeks.
后来这个道理也传到罗马。
And indeed, the truth was preached to Rome.
那耶稣的门徒彼得说要防备毁谤，有一种方法就是要好表现。
And the Lord Jesus and Peter said that in order to prevent being spoken against, your good behavior is important.
就是人家在毁谤的时候看到你的好表现啊，会觉得不好意思。
So that in times where you are spoken against, when others witness your good behavior, they will feel embarrassed.
那彼得又强调主耶稣的话说，在毁谤你们的，要反过来向他祝福。
And Peter, reflecting upon the teachings of Christ, said that those who slander against you, you on the other hand must be very good to them.
这是彼得他所强调的内容。
This is a teaching that Peter often stressed on.
那西面呢？他对玛利亚。所祝福的内容啊。
So the blessings of Simeon to Mary.
又提到主耶稣会显露人内心的状态。
It also mentioned that our Lord Jesus will reveal the thoughts of many hearts.
这个不是主耶稣当面把人家显露出来。
This is not the Lord Jesus speaking loudly the thoughts of many.
是主耶稣的道理呢，把人的内心啊表露出来。
Rather, it is the teachings of our Lord that would reveal the thoughts of many hearts.
就叫做神的真理，好像剑一样的哈。
This is likened to the truth of God is likened to a sword.
请看希伯来书第四章十二节。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12.
希伯来书第四章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
神的道理是无形的剑。
The word of our God is an invisible sword.
真的。神的真理呢，会扎入人的内心。
Indeed, the truth of God would pierce into your heart.
彼得在第一次布道的时候
When Peter conducted his first evangelism,
他的道理让听众觉得扎心,
his teachings pierced the hearts of many.
在五旬节那一天呢, 啊, 感动了几千人来相信耶稣,
on the day of the Pentecost, he moved thousands of men to come and believe in the Lord.
这是主耶稣道理, 啊, 发生功效, 杂入人心啊,
this is the word of God becoming alive and piercing into the hearts of many.
希伯来书的作者说, 神的道理会 渗入到人的内心里面。
Here, the author of the book of Hebrews said that the word of God would pierce not only to the heart, but through to the soul and the spirit.
一个谦虚的人呢, 神的道理一进去就跑到他的内心了, 得到造就啊。
A person who is wise, when the word of God came to that person, it would pierce right through to the heart of a person.
那主耶稣呢, 啊, 真正呢, 啊, 显露人心啊, 有好几处, 像约翰福音第四章里面,
and the word of God revealing itself in the heart of many, this is also recorded in John.
那个撒玛利亚夫人呢, 真的主耶稣的话就深入他的内心了。
Indeed, for the Samaritan woman, the word of our Lord Jesus revealed in her heart.
让她感动接受耶稣，又介绍耶稣，带很多人来信耶稣。
So that the word of God moved her, so that she believed in the Lord, and she also brought many people to come to believe in God.
有一次，主耶稣呢医好一个瘸腿的人。
Once our Lord Jesus healed a lame.
那主耶稣说，你的罪得到赦免。
Jesus said to the man, "Your sins are forgiven."
很多在场的人心里在议论，不敢讲出来。
Many people who witnessed this were murmuring among themselves, but they're not saying it out.
主耶稣也知道，说你们不要议论。
Lord Jesus knew what they were thinking.
那些心里在议论的，听到耶稣这么回应，可能会脸红。
Because for those who murmur against our Lord, when they heard the response of our Lord Jesus, they might be ashamed.
但是呢, 内心麻木的人就没有用, 不会脸红的哈。
But for those who are numb in their heart, they will not experience or feel anything.
这个西面呢, 又提醒玛利亚,
Here, Simeon also reminded Mary,
说你的内心啊, 会经常得到 触痛伤心啊,
he said that your soul would often be pierced.
你想, 主耶稣有神性跟人性,
if you were to think about it, Lord Jesus carried both a human nature and a divine nature.
玛利亚一直养他到30岁, 主耶稣才离开家庭去传道。
Mary raised him up to the age of 30 when our Lord Jesus began his ministry and left his family.
那这当中呢, 主耶稣也许偶尔会把神性表露出来。
And in this period of 30 years, occasionally, our Lord Jesus may reveal his divine nature.
偶尔会把天父真神要他成全的旨意表露一点点。
And occasionally, he might even reveal the will of God in heaven.
我在想,
I am thinking,
在这过程当中, 耶稣呢, 很用心地读旧约圣经。
That I believe that our Lord Jesus has studied the old scriptures very carefully.
一方面工作, 一方面进修。
And he was working at the same time and studying at the same time.
那做母亲的人呢, 看在眼里啊, 真的, 啊, 很, 心很疼啊。
And as his mother, Mary, she would probably feel the pain in her heart.
所以主耶稣在30岁之前旧约圣经全部背得很熟啊。
And before the age of 30, our Lord Jesus had already memorized the books of the old scriptures.
哪个先著书,哪个地方有记载什么, 他都能够随便讲出来, 这个不容易啊。
He was able to recite the prophetic books.
在路加福音第二章记载耶稣12岁的时候,
And in Luke chapter 12, it also mentioned when our Lord Jesus was at the age of 12,
他们全家上耶路撒冷守逾越节啊,
the entire family, or his entire family, went to Jerusalem to observe Passover.
耶稣呢讲了说要以父事为念啊，天父的事情为念这句话。
And he said that he must remember his father, or he rather his heavenly father.
他父母听不太懂。
And his parents couldn't understand what he said.
好在耶稣跟玛利亚很有修养，说把这些话沉浸在内心。
And indeed, Joseph and Mary were wise, and then they have put the words of Jesus, or they have kept the words of Jesus in their hearts.
还有，在约翰福音第二章那个一个婚姻的喜宴当中啊。
In John chapter 2, during a wedding feast.
那时候主家呢所预备的饮料不够用。
And the beverage prepared by the host.Were not enough.
那耶稣的母亲啊，可能跟他们有亲戚关系啊，就告诉耶稣啊。
Perhaps the mother of Jesus was related to the host, and therefore she said to Jesus.
说饮料已经用尽了，怎么办
？He said the beverages are all used up. What can we do?
耶稣说：“母亲啊，你跟我有什么相干啊？你讲这些话干什么？”
And Lord Jesus said to her, "What have these got to do with me?"
刚听到这句话，也许玛利亚内心眨了一下。
Perhaps when Mary first heard these words, she was a little bit upset.
后来她马上反应过来，耶稣有神性的力量。
And later on, she immediately came to realize that Jesus does have a divine nature side to him.
她又知道，我这个孩子啊。是非常有慈心啊，有慈爱的心。
And she also knew that her son is very merciful.
一定会解决这个困难。
That he is able to resolve this issue.
真的呢，就白开水，白水啊，变成饮料哈。
Indeed, water turned into wine.
那除了这些以外
，Other than these.
让玛利亚心里最伤心的就是耶稣在十字架上的时候。
What brought most sorrow to the heart of Mary was the crucifixion of Christ.
主耶稣在那非常痛苦的时候，向十字架上他的一个可以信任的门徒叫做约翰。
In his most painful moment, while he was being hung on the crucifix,
暗示他。要把他的母亲接到他的家里去。
Lord Jesus, indirectly told one of his disciples, John, to help him welcome his mother to his household.
因为那时候玛利亚的先生早已经离世了。
At that time, the husband of Mary, Joseph, had already passed away.
那其他呢？几个孩子啊，对耶稣都不太了解。
And the brothers and sisters of Jesus did not quite understand him.
那玛利亚也不知道，她生了耶稣呢，到后来结果就是这样。
And little did Mary know that the ending of the son that she delivered would be like this.
她以为这个孩子将来会当王啊，会带领以色列国家复兴起来啊。
She thought that her son Jesus.Would become a king and would revive the nation Israel.
没想到却走到这个十字架上的这个道路。
Unexpectedly, he would walk on this path of crucifixion.
那玛利亚呢？前前后后看到，后来终于相信哦，原来耶稣就是要成全救恩。
And Mary finally understood that it was her son Jesus who would fulfill the salvation of God.
所以玛利亚所得到天使的祝福呢，是喜乐的冠冕。
And therefore, the blessings that Mary received from the angel, it is both bitter and sweet.
玛利亚得到西面的祝福，是忧伤的十字架。
And the blessings that Mary received from Simeon is a bittersweet crucifix.
好在玛利亚呢，在耶路撒冷祷告求圣灵的时候。他也在其中之一。
Unfortunately for Mary, that when the disciples were praying in Jerusalem, Mary was among them.
请看《使徒行传》第一章十四节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1, verse 14.
使徒行传第一章十四节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 14. All these with one accord devoted themselves to prayer, together with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
可能玛利亚亲眼看到耶稣升天吗？
It is possible that Mary witnessed the ascension of the Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣呢，在升天之前所交代的话，大家要在耶路撒冷迫切祷告。
And prior to his ascension, Jesus told his disciples that everyone must pray earnestly in Jerusalem.
玛利亚也是在那个行列里面。
And Mary was among those who prayed in Jerusalem.
当年呢，五旬节呢，她也得到圣灵。
And therefore, of course, on the day of Pentecost, she also received the Holy Spirit.
那以后就没有她的记录啊。
And after that, there is no more record of Mary.
所以玛利亚是非常伟大。
So indeed, Mary was considered a great woman.
但是今天在基督教界的，把她称为圣母来拜她，这个就不对。
But in Christianity today, there were denominations that called her the Holy Mother of Jesus and even worshipped her. This is wrong.
只不过呢，神借着她来生救主而已。
She was it was through her that God had wanted a savior to be born.
那她再怎么完美，也不能成为圣母。
And no matter how perfect Mary is, she could not be the Holy Mother.
当然呢，她是一个伟大的母亲呐。
Of course, she is a great mother.
那成为神来拜她就不对了。
But to deify her as a god, it is wrong.
那有关呢，玛利亚所得的祝福呢，就是忧喜参半。其实呢，忧伤的内容比较长。
And regarding the blessings of Mary, which are both bitter and sweet, it is the bitterness that is actually that is actually for the most part.
那下午就讲到这。
And I am a sermon here this afternoon.
唱诗182首。
Let us sing hymn number 182.